Chapter 6. Letters from Hasina. May 1988. Sister, I pray for God to comfort you and your husband. September 1988. I am living in a building in a nice area. My room is at the back, next to a family with three children. The other rooms are full of men who work at the jute factory. My landlord, Mr. Chowdhury, says, "If they trouble you, come to me." He is like a father to me. I work in a clothes factory. One room is for machines. I go there. Another is for cutting and finishing the material. Men go there. January 1989. Sister, you are unhappy. You say a friend has a sewing job. Can you also get this sewing job? Some people are making trouble outside the factory. They shout at the girls. They say it is sinful for men and women to work together. But men and women keep separate here. When we must speak, it is as brother and sister. March 1989. I prayed to God and he has heard me. When is the baby coming? Mr. Chowdhury came to collect the rent. He is a good landlord. He takes only what I have and does not mind that I don't have all the money. He said, "If I had a lovely daughter like you to rub my feet, I would be happy." I am pleased to do this small thing for him. He asks if the jute men are troubling me. No one troubles me. July 1989. It's raining all the time here. Water is coming through the roof, and it spoils my one small table. Hussein, one of the jute men, says he will fix it. He is nice. You say you dream of Amma, and she is angry. She has no reason to be angry with me or with you. Sometimes I feel angry with her. My husband told me that Abba went to other women and wanted to take another wife. Amma said she would kill herself. Everyone knows it but us. Mr. Chowdhury came again for rent. He takes a bit less and he does not complain. He warned me again about the jute men. He seems angry, but when I rub his feet, he becomes calm again. January 1990. You have a daughter. You're Shahana. May God make her strong and brave. I am in trouble at the factory. No one talks to me or sits with me. Only my friend Abdul is speaking to me. April 1990. I found out there is gossip about me and Mr. Chowdhury. Everyone thinks I did something bad for cheap rent. At least people do not make trouble outside the factory anymore. But Abdul still walks home with me. He says it is better to be safe. August 1990. Don't worry, sister. Abdul is taking care of me. In fact, he loves me. If possible, we will marry. January 1991. I was called to the manager's office. The manager said, "You have behaved in a shameful way. You can't work here anymore. Get out." Abdul was there. I thought he would help me. I asked the manager what I did wrong. He said, "Abdul has told us everything. Don't lie." Abdul didn't look at me. I went out. I heard the manager say, "She's pretty. You boys like some fun before marriage, don't you?" Mr. Chowdhury is helping me find a new job. March 1991. Don't hide money for me. I have no need. Mr. Chowdhury doesn't even ask for rent. He tells me, You are my daughter. I make breakfast and dinner for the jute men, and this way I eat and also get a little money. In the evening, I look at the moon and I think of you, sister, looking at the same moon. May 1991. Sister, I have brought shame on myself. Thursday evening, Mr. Chowdhury came here at night. He kicked the door open. I was frightened. He was shouting and saying I was sleeping with all the men at the factory. Then he took off his clothes. You know what happened. Afterwards, I cried. Now, I am getting stronger slowly. I pray God forgives me. Everything has happened because of me. I chose my own husband. I left him. I went to the factory. I let Abdul walk with me. I am the one living here without paying rent. This is all I have to tell. August 1991. Sister, I want to come to London too, but your husband is right. Save money for the new baby and your husband's new business. Mr. Chowdhury comes every week, sometimes twice. February 1992. I thank God for another niece, Bibi. I think of her and of Shahana too. Mr. Chowdhury now comes only once a week and sometimes not at all. If he stops visiting, will he make me give up my room? I went to every clothes factory in Dhaka. Nobody has a job for me. I tried to make some things to sell, but no one wants to buy. Hussein gives me some milk. He is kind. He makes me laugh. In the night, he comes to my room. I don't send him away. October 1992. Everything is the same. Hussein gives me presents. His friend Ali also. You ask me to write, but I cannot think what to tell. Only God sees what is in my heart. Pray for me, sister. September 1993. I didn't mean to make you frightened. I think of you and try to write many times, but words do not come. Everything has happened because of the factory. They made me leave my job there because of a lie. And then because I had no job and no money, the lie has become the truth. Now men give me money, and Hussein protects me. If someone doesn't want to pay, Hussein deals with them. Mr. Chowdhury no longer comes. I pay rent now. July 1994. I have nothing to tell. Sometimes I think of Abba's second wife. I remember how quickly she came after Amma died, how quickly she went again. That is the way with men. March 1995. Something strange has happened. Someone asked to marry me. His name is Ahmed. He has come every day for 2 weeks. We only drink tea and talk, but he still pays me. He works at night at the shoe factory. I don't know what to do. But Hussein says, "This is your chance. Begin another life." April 1995. I give thanks to God. I am here in a new flat with my husband. He is always watching me with love. He only asks that the flat is kept tidy. Everything must be perfect. Before the rains come, my husband is taking me to his village. I am going to meet my new family. Sometimes I worry they will find out about me. I feel afraid. How is Shahana liking school? It is natural for a mother to cry when the child begins to grow up. But if your friend gives advice for you to see a doctor, then go. May 1995. My husband sometimes tells me that the first moment he saw me was the most perfect moment in his whole life. He tries to live it again. He makes me sit in bed and put my hair in a certain way. But the light is never right. Sometimes he says my face has changed, and he tells me to change it back. The rains have come now, and we will not go to the village for a while. You said the doctor gave you pills. I don't know what kind of pill can fix sadness. June 1995. My husband is saying I have changed my face, but I don't know what he means. I try and try, but he cannot see what he saw before. He says I tricked him. July 1996. Sister, when I have an address, you will hear from me. Don't worry. When I have work, I will send news. January 2001. I hope you are at the same address. For some time, I was living here and there with only food for one day and the next. Now, I am a maid in a good house. They are kind and they give me plenty of food. The children are beautiful. Write to me again.